करिए, बोले वेंट रूप नाथन गौरी अमर बनकंदी महादेव राधा श्याम सुंदर जी, एंड देन वी केम बैक टू गोपीनाथ गौरी अमर फ्रॉम गोपीनाथ गौरी अमर वी केम बैक टू दिस प्लेस. Today, most respectable Sri Nitalila Pravesh Sri Om Vishnupad Ashwatashad Sri Shrimad Bhakti Ashwatridhar Maharaj Prasami Maharaj appearance day as we are celebrating. On this occasion in the morning, we performed arati and at his feet we offered our Pushpanjali. Now, some speakers will speak on his about his glories. First of all, I ask. Lapanmana Maharaj will speak in brief, 15-20 minutes. Padmana Maharaj. बात कौन हमारे मुस्लिम है? अरे वो Just see if this is better. This is better. Like that only. That was better. Okay. जी भैया. यही ठीक है. उनके पास रहते थे ना, ये संगना मराई रहते थे ना उनके पास कुछ समय. शिक्षा बनू है गुरु तो ना तो गुरुदेव मेरे नाम इनका उरुक्रम प्रभु धन्यवाद.
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण Krishna, Om Vishnu Pad, Environmental Education Movement.
Power is going on. Wait a minute.
That's all. For the energy for the afternoon. To all of my shadows and all of my shadows. So, earlier today, I spoke something in introduction to Shiva Shikhar, Shiva Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Maharaj, worries, and told something about his contribution to the spiritual life of so many devotees, especially after the disappearance of our beloved Gurudev, Shiva Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Maharaj. So, Shiva Shikhar Maharaj, he was very renowned, by a very great Vaishnava personality, like our Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj. He accepted Srila Shikhar Maharaj as his teacher, guru. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada Swami Maharaj also acknowledged that he considered Srila Shikhar Maharaj to be his teacher, guru. Our Guru Dev, Srila Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, had such high regard for Srila Shikhar Maharaj that he accepted him as his sannyas guru. Although we know from our Srila Guru Dev that early he received from Srila Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada sannyas, but later it was given through Srila Shikhar Maharaj. So all the personalities in our contemporary Gopis Saraswati line, in the line of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur, they all acknowledge that Srila Bhaktivinoda Srikar Maharaj was a post Bhagavad Vaishnava, Rasik Vaishnava. And especially he was conversant with all Shastric knowledge. Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda Saraswati, he acclaimed Srila Srikar Maharaj by the title of Shastriya Vibhut, that being very expert, that genius in spiritual knowledge. Just like yesterday in the evening class, we heard Srila Gurudev explain from Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur that the three levels of Vaishnava, Sukham, Vanyam, and Bhavishta, as defined by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the topmost Vaishnava, he has been fully converted with all Shastric knowledge. He can clear any doubt, he can answer any question based upon Shastric learning, and he has full divine faith. So, Srila Shikhar Maharaj was renowned also, and is renowned in our current succession, as a very great Vaishnava poet. In our Zaitan life, we have such great personalities who have written so many Shastras. Our six Goswamis, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, and so many Sanskrit verses which glorify the Supreme Master of Jews, Sri Krishna. Srila Shikhar Maharaj's compositions were made by so many of his contemporary exalted brothers as being on that same kind of level of transcendental beauty and depth. So even our Srila Gurudev has acknowledged that Srila Shikhar Maharaj wrote a commentary on the Prabhupada Nimanta. And Srila Gurudev told that prior to his meeting, this commentary, he himself had also understood and in his heart he had realized that actually the Brahma Vaidya Mantra is a glorification in the ultimate sense of none other than Krishna Vandana Srimati Radhika as the power of Sri Krishna, as the potency, the Shakti of Sri Krishna, and actually the Brahma Vaidya she was worshipping Srimati Radhika. So when he read the commentary of Srila Bhaktivinoda Sridhar Maharaj, which he wrote in Sanskrit language and then elaborated upon this, he said exactly the same thing, that this Gayatri Mantra, it is the flute song of Krishna, and it is ultimately worshipping Radha Adam Devahi, meditating upon the lotus feet of Shri Radharani. So Shri Radharani said, I'm so happy to hear and to see that Shri Radharani has conveyed in such a beautiful way the same realization that he has had. So Shri Radharani also wrote a very beautiful epic poem called Vaina Dhamma Deva Stotra. This is about 72 verses in very beautiful Sanskrit poetry, which has the same meter as one of the poems of Shiva Krishnadas Kapilasa Swamipad. And in this 72 poem, the entire life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was summarized from in chronological order from his birth until the end of his manifest demons and pastime. And all preaching and Vedanta and everything were very beautifully put within this talk. So one of the exalted disciples of Srila Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur was a very close friend, very intimate godfather of Srila Sridhar, that is Srila Kinchana Krishnadas Balaji Maharaj. And he used to love to sing those verses of the great Vedanta Deva Sanatana. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj also proposed various poems in glorification of our Rupa Nuga Nuga. He composed poems in glorification, songs in glorification and asakams for Srila Bhakti Adolf Thakur, Srila Gorgi Sharma, Bhakti Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Sanat, Srila Thakur. And those songs, like one of them, Sujanat Kudarat, Bhakti Mam, Sujanat Kudarat, Bhakti Mam, Sujanat So that song was read by Srila Prabhupada himself on the Shams Saraswati, and he liked it so much. He said it was composed in a very happy style, very beautiful meter, and therefore he wanted that it would be sung every day in all of his going by temples throughout the world, and therefore he also did that in all the devotion of the singing that beautiful song and glorification of Shiva Prabhupada. And when Shiva Maharaj proposed his song in glorification of Shiva Bhakti Prabhupada, then Shiva Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada said, it is as if the hand of Shiva Bhakti Prabhupada has written this himself. So there was very wonderful background to Srila Sridhar Maharaj's move of service to Srila Prabhupada, but he did not serve him during his life after he came to the Gopis Mount. He did so much extensive preaching during the life of Srila Prabhupada, and he was in charge of various temples in Delhi Temple, he preached in Madras, he preached in Bombay, including Shaka. There's a very wonderful incident which took place in Bombay, which I heard Srila Sridhar Maharaj himself convey. He told the story that when they went there to preaching in Bombay, they wanted to start the Gopinath temple there. So it so happened that our Srila Devi Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, who was known as the Vaishnava and our Vidya Prabhu at that time, still in household life and doing his business, pharmaceutical business. He was also in Bombay at that time. And because they knew each other so well, our Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, he combined in a team with Srila Lovely. So, she was here and I described that she was loving our house, walking down the Swami Rush, but introduced to his contact of the industrial person like this. And then she was here and I went through the preaching. She would deliver the Siddhanta. And then, she was walking down the Swami Rush, who kept this for the donation. So this way, with the trio, they were preaching and they were eating and starting to go in class. And there's one incident that also took place here in Bombay. That, you know, in the around 1932 or 33, Srila Bhakti Kripali Mangalara, who had been sent to Europe, he had been sent to preach in Germany and in England. And he was there for something like 2 years. And when he returned back, brought home, of course, in those days by ship, he returned back and first landed in Bombay. And at that time, our Bhagavad Swami Maharaj, Shira Maharaj, were also there. Now, both of these personalities have been told that in order by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati to preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English-speaking language to the Western country. Because actually Srila Srinivasa Maharaj was requested by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada's goals in England. But he explained himself that at that time he said, if you would order me, I will, I can go. But I do not feel that my nature would be able to accomplish so much. So then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada selected Srila Prabhupada's goal. And of course, our Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, he had been ordered from the first moment that he met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that he should preach the message of Mahaprabhu in an English-speaking language to the whole world. And that was reiterated before he left this world. So when they were both in Bombay, and Srila Prabhupada was returning back, they were there to greet him. They actually greeted him when he came off the boat. And they brought him to the welcoming place. And when they began their discussion, naturally they were very curious to hear about his experience in the Western country. What was it like to go there to the West in lesser age, younger than age, trying to inject the vision of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What was your experience? So, naturally, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta explained so many experiences that he had. Actually, he had focused very much on the intellectual class, and he had some connections with loyalty and so forth, but he was mainly focusing there at that time in his preaching attempt. So, at that time, he asked eventually to know, he said, actually, in the Western country, they ask so many questions. And even some of their questions, very difficult to answer. So that's just sheer nonsense. What questions they are asking? And then Srila Maharaj began to tell one question. And then Srila Maharaj, he actually provided a perfect answer to that question. Then he asked another question. And again, Srila Srila Maharaj perfectly answered that question with all logic and reason. Then the third question again, same thing. And then at that moment, there were no more questions that he could think of. And our Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Maharaj, he stood up in that little assembly and he said, today Europe has been conquered by Asia. So Srila Srila Maharaj truly was a most powerful exponent of this deep philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after the disappearance of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we know that he combined with our current Gurudev Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Jayakesha Maharaj, and their efforts went out for some time together in the progressive preaching mission of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Later on, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he actually had told about his own nature. And he said that, I am a backward pushing man. He used to use this term, backward pushing man. That he likes to remain in the background and in the lecture in Marsport to his disciples in Mark 19:3 or so, he said that I have a plan that I want to start another institution after the breakdown of our room around the spoken left, and I wanted to make sure you have more open about the issue of our own head of that institution. But as you know, she was a local organization where I started voting in the meeting, and so many of the doctors came to mention that. But later on, she was here in our house. He had a very inclusive nature. Even Archbishop Buckingham of Stonebridge, he himself told that I wanted to pull him up because he had so many deep realizations, but he was keeping to himself. Even Archbishop Prabhupada, one of his partners, was saying like that. But he was so humble and so honest. He said, oh, my Guru Maharaj was the doctor of the doctor used to call me a peace lover. He was like this. So, in a very humble question of a self-deprecating guru, he was like this. But in his old age, you know, before our Srila Prabhupada, when he got the song question, passed away from the stroke, he went to visit Srila Srila Maharaj one more time. 1977. And he met with him at that time. There's a recorded conversation, transcribed, and there he was requesting Srila Srila Maharaj to please come and live in Mayapur with him. And he said, my disciples are really the host of the air. I want that you will come, you will live with me there. Many, many times I was feeling a very great need to consult with someone. So please, Maharaj, give me your order. Even I will make all arrangements. At that time, Srila Srila was a great invalid. He said, I will make all arrangements. You will not have to move anywhere with your own energy. They are building a list also. So please come. Many educated people are coming from all over the world. So I will travel everywhere and pray for the people and preach to them right there. So at that time, she was here for us to read, and that's why I will come, sometimes I will come. But at that time, he was very ill. And he told later, he thought, I thought that I could not survive Swamiji, that I would not live longer than him. But actually, by Krishna's will, he allowed she was here for us to stay in this world for 11 more years. And during that time, by the request of Srila Prabhupada Swamiji, he gave so much help and guidance to all the Western world who came to him. He gave so much teaching, hundreds and hundreds of dollars of darshan. He answered so many questions, and he clarified all the Vaishnava Siddhanta. He made it very clear that what is the pathway of this bhakti, and he clarified what is the goal, what is the great prayojan, that our goal is not Krishna. Not to serve Krishna, but to serve Srimati Radhika. He made this Radha-Dasya conception very clear. But he also was very practical in his teaching. He told that from where you are now, you should begin the process of Sharanagati. Just like yesterday we heard from Srila Gurudev, that Sharanagati and Shraddha, they are interchangeable, the same thing. So Srila Srila is very practically, he would give instructions to the devotees. Then how can you perform the process, the six limits of Sharanagati in your life? So in this way, Srila Srila Maharaj, he gave so much help and guidance to all the Vaishnavas throughout the world to this very day. His lectures and his darshans have been translated and compiled in many books. And the devotees all around the world in different languages, they're reading these books and they're feeling so much help from this divine personality, she was what we wrote to Srila Maharaj. And in the same way that I felt this guidance in my own personal spiritual life after the disappearance of my Guru Maharaj, in the same way, after the disappearance of Srila Bhakti Raksha Srila Maharaj, as Srila Srila Maharaj often all the time told us, he said that wherever you find the divine flow, the current of the actual truth flowing down under this plane, where you find it living in a pure Vaishnava who is speaking Harikatha, then you should run there to that place immediately, and you should bow your head there and worship there. So in this way, Srila Srila Maharaj gave us a clue that he told us to always keep searching for that pure Vaishnava So by the mercy of Krishna, he gave our Srila Prabhupada in this world. Then he supplied Srila Bhakti Raja Sridhar Maharaj to it. And now, in this modern era, our beloved Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Raja Sridhar Maharaj, he is the greatest representative of this community in Uganda. He is the personality. He has changed the people of Russia to Russia. And he is helping all the Russians throughout the world and helping them to come to Russia and enter into this pathway of Russia Bhakti. So I am bowing down at the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Raksha Srila Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Raksha Swami Maharaj, and Srila Bhakti Raksha Narayan Goswami Maharaj, as the living representatives for the whole world, as the Jagat Gurus of this world, to give this message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Change is the only
on this thing. Krishna is dynamic and never ever speaks in vain. Today's presentation will be different, very different, because I will not recite any quotation. All the dialogue that you will hear, all of the poetry that you will hear, all of the songs that you will hear were written by me by virtue of his divine inspiration. My own better messenger, nothing more. Today's presentation is an offering to my Guru Maharaj and to Shiva Buddhadev as well, and not something that I have prepared to entertain you. However, it would be good if you would give your attention to these matters. We be here now. I began serving devotees in 1972 in New York City at the Iskcon Temple on West 55th Street. I was their martial arts instructor, and I taught the Goji Karate on the rooftop of that 55th Street Temple 3 times a week. I was well respected in that devotional community 36 years ago. That's when it all happened to me. In 1983, I met a devotee in Philadelphia by the name of Craig Rocca. He was the head pujari of that temple, and we became the dearest of friends, a friendship that lasted for more than 20 years. Craig Rocca introduced many aspiring devotees to the teaching of Sri Narayana. In 1984, Hiraka escorted me to Navadvipa, where I formally met my Guru Maharaj at the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Monastery. During that visitation, I had the unprecedented good fortune of taking Diksha initiation directly from his lotus feet. After spending a considerable time at that monastery, Rebecca and I traveled to the Keshavi Gopi Mart in Mathura to meet with Sri Buddhadev, who subsequently invited us to attend the Raj Mandala Parikrama with him and about 500 of his Indian devotee followers. We were the only two Westerners to attend that austere parikrama in 1984. After some time, Sri Buddhadev requested us to help him to build the Rupa Sanatana Mat in Vrindavan. I think that we raised a considerable portion of the money that was needed. I personally donated 50% of my weekly salary. I had my own construction company in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the United States, from which I earned a very lucrative salary. After some time, I believe that this Craig Rocca, who I mentioned before, single-handedly introduced scores of devotees to the teachings of Sri Ramanaj and to Sri Buddhadev as well. He had a revolutionary spirit. Sri Buddhadev renamed to Craig Rocca Find the Shore Das. I'm taking this time to personally honor and validate Find the Shore Das for his valiant effort. Last year I had a conversation with one of the Pure Bhakti website format lords. probably the most important and significant word in the English language. And that is why I chose to use together, we, in the title of my book, with and my book, together we love. I did not take together we from the Pure Bhakti website, no, just the opposite is what happened. Together, I discovered this word about 30 years ago in a metaphysical book on magical words. It clearly described that the word together is the most significant word in all states of accomplishment. The word we is also very significant because this word represents two vessels that are open to give and to receive. Whereas me is just the opposite, which is only capable of receiving from below but cannot contain anything. When we fail to include others, when we fail to synergize our heart with the heart of Guru, then we miss the vital purpose and meaning of life. I've heard a great deal about the need for more love and affection, but I haven't heard very much about mutual respect. Mutual respect is the first prerequisite, the first requirement. In order to qualify to receive love and affection, one will have to spawn that love and affection by giving love and affection. We get what we give, nothing more and nothing less. And when there is discrepancy between what we say and what we do, one is more inclined to accept what we do. Together we love. Together we love. We have an identifiable reality by virtue of the part we play in relationship. That is the only time we have any discernible identity. Without interactions, we are not. Together, we are. In a state of aloneness, we are not. I am not. Everything in this world deserves to be loved. Everything should be given mutual respect. Everything and everyone should be validated by virtue of their contribution. This is the Together We Love reality. It is a vital solution that will solve the problems of life. Together We Love is a world consciousness that does not exclude anything or anyone. Moreover, it includes even every part of nature. Love is magical. It is the paramount state of awareness. Love is undoubtedly the most important aspect of all creation. God is love. His nature is love. His essence is love. When we express love, we are in source. When we disconnect and disassociated ourselves from the Lord of creation as well. Love of beauty, love of art, love of music are all spiritual phenomena. Because it activates the spirit in us and it penetrated by virtue of our heartfelt participation. By trying to possess love, we lose it. Love cannot be possessed, harnessed, or entrapped. That is not possible or even flawed. It is only when we act selflessly for the interests of others that the true love propensity is actually realized. That is the only time we truly demonstrate love. So, self-interest is a pernicious problem which contaminates everything. Most of us want to control even the hearts of others. We can only control the heart of anyone by demonstrating true love and affection, not by force or fear. Love is an outpouring of the heart. And true love is beyond the limitations of mundane sexuality. Real love is the ultimate feeling that we do not divorce ourselves from
feeling.
Love is
the supreme
emotion, the supreme emotional state, the supreme emotion. The universal heart is always enraptured in love, and it is permeating that love everywhere at all times. And until our heart synergizes with the universal heart that beats for all humanity, we will fail to realize our real purpose in life. To my guardian of devotion, O guardian, you have given me a passport to immortality. I am now in reality, having escaped from whom may be fatality and my speciality is glorifying you. Make me my dear. Make me my dear. Please know my heart and hear this prayer, which is the glorification of the purest of air, a manifestation of your heartfelt care. Your God. I want to be what you want in your God. Maybe we do what you want me to do. It's all up to you. It's all up to you. Maybe we do what you want me to do. I want to feel what I should feel. I want to do what you want me to do. So love you. So love you. And I want to see what you want me to see. Please make me see what I should see. Help me to do what you want me to do. It's all up to you. It's all up to you. And I want to know what you want me to know. Please help me know what I should know of your reality. You are boundless ocean of mercy and kindness. The spell work holders, devotees, can better You are the personification of all that is great, and the image to fill the Lord. With loving protection, humility, and limitlessness, the servant, he bestowing blessing that stands alone. You alone can take me to that glorious place in haste, where there is no trace of ways. Unwavering determination and full throttle faith that gives us strength is what catapults us to that magnificent place. But it'll change. That you really want to be with me, serving you. Please show me how I can go through the passage that was designed by me. I want more than anything to see your lovely face, to be in that magical world that is my heart you say. You brought the world right home to me, why I do not know. Please free me of my misery, somehow let me know how I can see and feel with forever. This week, enlivening even those who are spiritually blind. This weekend, while in his presence, thoughts of living in his dream, she is perpetually tortured by the living without him is real. Living without him is real. No! Living without them is the only crime, only crime. Her love is divine and her love is sublime. Serving them makes our existence whole. There is nothing beyond this. That is a fear.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, Please disconnect and dial the Airtel access number again.
But the God is God.
He asked me, first of all, he was under Tommy. He said, what happened to him? I said, well, now he's working in phone company. He was disappointed because he was coming out, another coming out. And then Felicia and I said, oh, he was very buoyant, good boy. Buoyant, very lively, very restless. And one day he was standing with his body lodge, and all of a sudden there was a big ruckus outside the temple. And Chicken Hunter Swami had to put the coffin in front of him. I can get a gun to go out there and people right away. So she looked at him.
Shriman Padmana Maharaj, Buddha Prabhu, everybody spoke in glory of Bhakti Ashishla Sridhar Maharaj. They have given their Ashpanjali at his lotus feet of Sridhar Maharaj. With my Gurudev and along with Devasa Maharaj and Pujavasila Vaman Maharaj, every year we used to go and visit him. We used to hear the discussions and dialogues between my Gurudev and Pujavasila Sridhar Maharaj. One time, Pujavasila Sridhar Goswami Maharaj said, that And the name of the house was given by Ramananda Brahmachari. We went to Calcutta for learning law. He went to the law college and finished his law there. And he came to Mayapur for having darshan of Prabhupada. He saw that underneath a tree, the Brahmachari in a white cloth, sitting in a chair, and he has kept his legs on the table and meditating, closed eyes, and big sannyasi